ICE arrests 91 illegal migrant semi-truck drivers in licensing crackdown. By Warner Todd Houston on October 7, 2025. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security, DHS, has announced the arrests of 91 illegal aliens driving semi-trucks on fraudulent licenses in Oklahoma as the feds continue a crackdown on migrants driving commercial trucks. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agents and the Oklahoma Highway Patrol made the arrests during a three-day operation along Oklahoma's I-40. Along with the 91 illegal drivers, ICE took an additional 29 illegal aliens into custody during the operation, DHS said in an October 6 press release. The criminal activity committed by those taken into custody includes driving on multiple DUIs, illegal re-entry into the U.S., money laundering, human smuggling, assault, conspiracy to distribute cocaine, and possession of a controlled substance. ICE's 287G program clearly demonstrates how federal and local law enforcement agencies can work together to make America safe again, said ICE Deputy Director Madison Sheehan. Illegal aliens have no business operating 18-wheelers on America's highways. Our roads are now safer with these illegal aliens no longer behind the wheel. We encourage more state and local law enforcement to sign 287G agreements to help remove public safety threats and receive reimbursement funds available to our law enforcement partners. The crackdown on illegal aliens working as commercial truck drivers on fraudulently issued state driver's licenses comes after another migrant semi-truck driver killed three Americans in Florida while trying to make an illegal U-turn on a highway. Police arrested Harjinder Singh, an illegal alien from India who entered the U.S. in 2018 across the U.S. border with Mexico, and charged him in the deaths. Singh reportedly had state-issued commercial driver's licenses, CDLs, from both California and Washington state despite being ineligible because he is an illegal alien. As more migrants hit our roads, many of whom cannot read or speak English, the death toll on our highways has skyrocketed. The Trump administration has taken notice of this horrible statistic, and recently, Trump's Transportation Secretary, Sean Duffy, directed federal highway safety offices to enforce a law requiring foreign drivers to be able to read English. The new policy move came after thousands of American truckers launched a pressure campaign to force the feds to root out these illegal migrant truckers. American Truckers has been chronicling the mounting number of semi-truck and box truck accidents attributed to illegal drivers for some time on social media. Victims are piling up all across America as migrant truckers continue to cause havoc on the roads. In September, a father, Marcus Coleman, whose daughter, Dalila, was permanently disabled in an accident caused by a migrant trucker, spoke out. "My daughter and family's lives have been forever changed by the injuries and car crash that an illegal alien driving an 18-wheeler caused," Coleman said, according to DHS. "I'm proud to see ICE officers working together with Highway Patrol across the U.S. to protect our roads from criminal illegal aliens who pose a danger to Americans. Illegal aliens should not be driving 18-wheelers on our highways, and neither should 18-year-olds or drivers who lack experience. Governor Newsom's California Department of Motor Vehicles needs to put in place stricter standards for who can obtain a commercial driver's license before more people are killed and hurt. An entire industry to create migrant truck drivers to take jobs away from Americans has thrived in the U.S. for decades." Recently, Daily Caller reported a company operated by Chinese nationals called the Chinese American Trucker Organization USA was revealed as a major training organization importing Chinese citizens into the U.S. to take commercial driver jobs. The China Link company is also a national security risk for placing Chinese nationals inside our transportation infrastructure as China continues its belligerence against the United States worldwide. Having a large CCP-tied network further train, certify, and place their illegal migrants throughout vital surface shipping routes, urban, rural, and interstate, elevates national security risks, said Steve Yates, senior research fellow for China and national security policy at the Heritage Foundation. "At a time of high tension, crisis, or conflict with the CCP, what confidence could we have this network could not and would not be used against us?" Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.